So let's do our first simple breathing meditation to start the evening. And we'll spend a little bit of time of settling the posture, then settling the mind and doing this really nice breathing meditation, very simple and easy. So for the posture, whether you're on a chair or a cushion, the main thing is to try and have your hips higher than your knees. So you might need a sloping cushion on the chair, a sloping cushion on the floor. Put something behind the back legs of the chair. If our knees are lower than our hips, then naturally our back will be straight. And that's the most important thing, to be able to keep our posture alert but comfortable and our back straight but still keeping the natural curvature but not all hunched over like we normally are looking at a screen. And we want to be able to do that without strain, because meditating, it's not supposed to be a chore or a strain. So the easiest way to keep our back naturally straight is to just make sure our hips are higher than our knees. So whichever way you can do that. And then try and make your posture relatively symmetrical. So if you're on a chair, feet firmly on the ground. Try not to have your feet all spread out or your arms spread out. Try and have a contained kind of posture. If you can, it's quite comfortable to have your hands in your lap, right palm on top of left with the thumbs lightly touching, so that the elbows are a little out from the torso. And to adjust the spine, imagine a thread of light running from the base of your spine up through your body, just in front of the spine, and then coming out the crown of your head. So especially if you've had a long day, feel the weight of your body supported by that thread of light. Feel your posture naturally extend upwards. You'll notice that your head just slightly tilts forward. Pull your chin in. And once the spine is straight, then release any tension from the neck and the shoulders, because we are being supported from our crown by this golden thread. So the weight of our body is supported. So then we can afford to release and relax our shoulders. If they're really tight, squish them up, try to touch your earlobes with the tips of your shoulders, tight, 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 and then let them drop. And do that a couple of times, tight, 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 and let them drop. And the spine naturally straight, making sure you're not tipping to one side or the other. Relaxing the jaw, putting a slight smile on your lips. Resting the tongue on the upper palate behind the top teeth. Letting your eyes just be lightly closed or a little sliver of light coming in, and releasing any tension from the eyelids, from the temples, from the frown lines, the forehead. Feeling that your gaze changes from being tunnel vision to being like a wide screen, expansive, unfocused. Your gaze inwards. And then once the body is in a good position for meditating, comfortable but contained, bring your attention to the breath. Just become aware of the rising and falling of the breath. And let everything else settle down, just like autumn leaves naturally come to rest once the wind has stopped. So we just shift our focus to this one simple thing, just becoming aware of the breath and not getting involved in anything else. Thoughts and memories and sensations will all arise, and as they do, just feel them naturally settle down, like those autumn leaves coming to rest, because you're not invigorating them with your attention. Just as they arise, let them go. Keep on bringing your attention, your focus, just back to the breath. Breathing in, breathing out. So without trying to make those distractions go away or not have any, just whatever arises in the mind, with the same momentum, let it fall away. If there are distractions, just notice a name. If a sound captures your attention, instead of imagining what's causing it, just notice, sound. Let it go. Bring the focus back to the breath. If the inner chatter arises, that constant inner dialogue, just become aware of it and shift your attention from that, just like the busy leaves, back to the breath, and that inner chatter will naturally subside. No need to get frustrated with it or push it away. Just shift your focus back to the breath, breathing in, breathing out. Or if an itch or a discomfort arises, again, without trying to get rid of it, just noticing the sensation, it will naturally subside. We don't have to do anything about it. It's only a short meditation. We'll be able to move later on. So just notice physical sensation and bring your focus back to the breath. And as the busyness of the day begins to subside, you might notice an underlying feeling tone. And again, without needing to change it, without sinking into it, just recognizing that feeling tone, naming it, and bringing your focus back to the breath. You're not reducible to any one feeling. It's an emotional sensation, and just like physical sensations, it will come and it will go. No need to try and change it or to panic. No need to dive into it. Just notice the feeling tone, name it, and bring your focus back to the breath. Well, you may feel as we're sitting here quietly that your mind becomes a bit bored or a bit restless. So without trying to do anything about that either, noticing that internal environment, naming it for what it is, restlessness, underlying low-level dissatisfaction, not needing to do anything about it, just bringing the focus back to the breath. It may be like a hum in the background, but it is not you. And even if the distractions are something enjoyable, now that we've given ourselves a bit of mental space, there is space for things we're looking forward to arise, a better quality of distraction. But even then, without needing to follow, without sinking into those daydreams, just noticing that they arise, naming them, let them go. But just for now, we're focusing on the breath. Even if they're important, we can come back to them later, just not at the moment. At the moment, whatever arises, notice it, name it, and bring your focus back to the breath. So during this meditation, we've been noticing whatever distractions and letting them go. So very gently, just shift your focus to that awareness. That spaciousness and awareness in which everything arises and falls away. Awareness without limit, infinitely expansive. That inner clarity in which everything, all possibilities can arise and fall away. Feel how that awareness has no limits. So if distractions, sensations, thoughts or emotions arise, as they do, become aware of the awareness of them. Just shifting your focus from being involved in that distraction to noticing the awareness. And then recognize this awareness as being your nature, this infinite clarity in which everything can arise and fall away, all possibilities. By nature clear, luminous. You are not your distractions, your emotions, your body. All of those things come and go. So we can bring this first meditation to an end by dedicating all of our efforts that by recognizing the infinite clarity and luminosity of our nature, we can naturally release all of those distractions, negativities. We can feel more open, clearer, and dedicate that we can come to know the nature of our mind. As Lama Yeshe said, everlasting happiness is within you, within your psyche, your consciousness, your mind. So dedicate all of the efforts of this meditation to creating harmony around us by developing that inner understanding and awareness. And then take a nice deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. Gently open your eyes if they're closed and bring your focus back to the room.